Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge that you need help with, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. We'll be talking to Dr. Chloe Carmichael at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Carmichael is the author of the book, Nervous Energy. How to harness your nervous energy. Dr. Carmichael's been on the program before, and we had a good time talking about her book and about her concept of harnessing the power of anxiety in this crazy stress-filled world that we live in, which is only getting more and more stress-filled. Her book is very appropriate, and she's got some really cool tips. Dr. Chloe Carmichael will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the website as well. If you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to be your own boss, or if you just want to be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join the Team link, sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. 844-236-6010 is our number today on The Bright Side and every day on The Bright Side. And we will get your calls in our next segment. We'll talk to Dr. Chloe Carmichael about her book, Nervous Energy, How to Harness the Power of Your Anxiety, at the bottom of the hour. All right, so I want to finish up talking about this idea, this concept of phosphorus and lipids. We spent a lot of time talking about phosphorus. My favorite of the elements, I don't know if I say my favorite, but one of my favorites of the elements, just because it's so wonderfully active and so important for the life force. It's a carrier of the life force, as we said on our last program. DNA gets its electrical activity largely from phosphorus. It emits light largely from phosphorus. Cell membranes themselves, all the cells of the body. Cells are so darn incredible. A cell is invisible. It's so small you can't see it with your eye. You have to have a microscope to see it. If the cell was sitting on your desk right now, you're looking at your desk, you wouldn't see a cell. And if you think about your high school biology class, it's kind of easy to picture a cell as a circle with stuff inside it. But it's not a circle with stuff inside it. That's a cross-section. What a cell is a blob. It is a infinitesimally small blob. 100 of them could fit end-to-end on the head of a pin. Of course, cells come in different sizes, but your typical cell is about 20 microns, which is about one-tenth of the head of a pin. So a cell would, if you lined a cell up, and 10 of them would fit on the head of a pin. Yet within that tiny little blob, you have hundreds of thousands of working parts that are all embedded into that blob. Just think about that. How can you have working parts embedded into something that is so small? That means if this thing is so small, those embedded parts have got to be thousands of times smaller than that. This is mind-boggling. And you have 100 trillion of these things that make up the human body. I mean, the mind-blowing nature of a cell is just beyond belief. It is so high-tech and so science fiction that it's hard to comprehend how this thing came about. Yet our whole being, everything that our physical being is about the cell. And I would present that the missing link in medicine and healing is we don't focus on the cell, and that's because medicine can't really address the cell. Medicine can only radiate the cell, medicine can poison the cell, or medicine can excise the cell. Medicine can electrocute the cell, but it can't feed the cell. There's nothing medicine can do to feed the cell. That is why medicine doesn't work, in a nutshell, except for emergencies, of course, and no one is dismissing the fact that modern medicine is wonderful for emergencies, but for the kind of chronic illnesses that most of us deal with, the reason I say they're not medical issues is because medicine can't address the cell. Medicine cannot feed the cell. Medicine cannot oxygenate the cell, and medicine cannot detoxify the cell. Medicine can only burden the cell, whether it's through poisoning or electrocution or whatever it is. Medicine can only put stress on the cell. Think about that. Medicine can only stress the cell, but the cell is diseased because it's already in stress. So medicine can only burden the cell further. If we understand that health and wellness is a cellular phenomenon and disease is a cellular phenomenon, you can see why it's useless to try to interact with medicine to get healthier from a chronic degenerative disease standpoint. Now, this incredible entity called the cell, as tiny as it is, as complex as it is within its blob-like nature, is even more amazing on the outside, or at least as amazing on the outside, which is a very tiny, tiny, tiny layer of oil. This cell, which is 1/100 the size of a head of a pin, I think that's a 10, it's 100 of them could fit on the head of a pin. This tiny little cell, which is 100 times smaller than the head of a pin, has a coating, a little oil coating on the surface of it, that is 1,000 times smaller than the cell itself. That oil coating, of course, is called a membrane. We say membrane, it's not really a thing. It's a little slip, a little slick of oil that covers the cell. Yet that little slick of oil that covers the cell is the main determining factor of the health of the cell. Think about that. The slick of oil that covers the cell is the main determining factor on the health of the cell. It's the main determining factor on the genetics of the cell. So anytime anybody tells you, oh, well, it's in your genes, and oh, that's a genetic disease, oh, I had this illness because my mother had it, and I have diabetes because it's in my family. They don't understand that the genetics of the cell depends on what the slick, the membrane, the oil slick, is telling the genetics. That little oil slick is communicating to the genetics what's happening on the outside of the cell. It's an information processor. It's a liquid crystal semiconductor. Now, I don't want to get too in the weeds here with electricity, but that's where I'm going here, because the electrical nature of this membrane that allows it to be a liquid crystal semiconductor is at least partially dependent on phospholipids. Phosphorus and lipid. Phosphorus and lipid together form an electrical entity. Now, the cell is, everything's electrical, of course, but the phospholipid is highly electrical. And this phospholipid is, this electrical phospholipid is especially important for the brain and for the nervous system, which is why ingesting phospholipids can be so helpful. Especially if you're dealing with dementia issues or movement disorder issues or any nerve issues, neuropathies, for example. Using phospholipids supplementally is one of the all-time great nutritional supplement strategies. How do you use phospholipids nutritionally? Lecithin. Make sure you're ingesting less. You can get straight phospholipids like phosphatidylserine PTS supplements, or last week we talked about APC supplements, but lecithin is just the way to go, and there's some really cool foods too that you can eat that will help, that have lecithin in them that will help. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you if you are on hold. Hang tight. We'll get to you momentarily. Chloe Carmichael will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her book, Nervous Energy, Harnessing the Power of Your Anxiety. And we'll get your calls here in just a minute. Speaking of anxiety, one of the great ways to calm the body down is to work on the electrical energy of the brain. Work on the electrical energy in general. That's why breathing is so important. We talked about breathing and pH last week, and pH is related to electricity. The electrical nature of the cell is largely dependent on its fattiness. The slick of oil that is on its surface, and the slick of oil that's on its surface is composed, partially anyway, of phospholipids. You'll find phospholipids as, you can use phospholipids as supplements in terms of lecithin, and using lecithin as a nutritional supplement is a great way to improve anxiety, nervousness, brain health issues, depression, movement disorders. Most people know about lecithin as a digestive aid, and I talk about it a lot. Lecithin is a component of bile, but you can use lecithin just to improve mental health or, you know, to improve brain health functioning or brain functioning. You can eat lecithin, too. There's lots of foods that contain lecithin. And interestingly, the foods that contain lecithin and phospholipids are the foods that they tell you not to eat. Eggs, for example, are one of the all-time great phospholipid-containing foods. Of course, an egg is a cell, so that makes perfect sense. Dairy, organ meats, and the part of the animal that they tell you you should stay away from, the fatty part, that's the part that's got the lecithin. That's the part that has the cholesterol. That's the part that has the vitamin K. That's the part that has the vitamin A. I call this complex that's found in meats and found in fish and found in dairy the cholesterol and eggs, the cholesterol complex. And this cholesterol complex is the stuff they tell you to avoid. Nonetheless, it's the most important food to eat for your brain. And it's the most important food to eat for your nervous system. And it's the most important food to eat for growth and repair. Just another classic example of how modern medicine does not understand how the human body is put together in terms of taking care of it. They may understand how it's put together in terms of its histology and its structure, but not in terms of how we take care of the body. Foods they tell us not to eat are the foods we should be eating. And cholesterol, far from being a bad guy, is a critically important part of building. Your cholesterol goes up when your body needs to build. Your cholesterol goes up when you're under duress or under stress to help your body handle duress and stress. And if you want to figure out a way to destroy a culture, put that entire culture on cholesterol-lowering drugs. But I digress, because I want to talk about phospholipids. Another really great food that has phospholipids in it is mushrooms. Yes, mushrooms are a great source of fats in general. You look at a mushroom, you wouldn't really think that a mushroom is a good source of fats, of dietary fats, but actually it is. Mushrooms contain omega-6 fats. Mushrooms contain phospholipids. In fact, phospholipids, mushrooms are one of nature's best sources of phospholipids. And speaking of mushrooms, this is from the journal Adventures in Nutrition. Mushrooms halve your cancer risk. Eating mushrooms every day nearly halves your chances of getting cancer. People who eat 18 grams of mushrooms, roughly the equivalent to 4 teaspoons each day, reduce their cancer risk by 45%. And it doesn't seem to matter which type of mushroom you eat, as they all have a similar protective effect, say researchers from Penn State College of Medicine. Mushrooms are truly one of nature's superfoods. Not only do mushrooms contain phospholipids, but mushrooms contain nutrients that you'll only find, for the most part, in animal foods. One of them is vitamin D. Mushrooms are actually an interesting source of something called ergothionine, which is a form of vitamin D, which is a powerful antioxidant, a powerful anti-cancer substance. And as far as plants go, they're one of the few plants that contain this ergothionine substance. And you can eat any mushrooms to do it. Shiitake mushrooms, oyster mushrooms, maitake mushrooms. All mushrooms are going to contain these wonderful nutrients, including ergothionine, as well as phospholipids, the all-important phospholipids. For my money, though, I supplement with lecithin every day. I take it on an empty stomach. Sometimes I'll put it in my smoothie. And, of course, if you just want to eat your phospholipids, you can use mushrooms, you can use eggs, you can also use organ meats, and you can also, of course, use dairy products. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Chloe Carmichael coming up at the bottom of the hour. And let's see what Dorian in Virginia has to say. Good morning, Dorian. How you doing, man?
I'm going off on a tangent here a little bit.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about increasing ocean flora, actually, and what your recommendations will be for that, because I don't know if you heard of that incident in Greece where evacuation was necessary for the fires existing.
And what's that?
Fires in Greece as a result of...
I'm sorry, you're cutting out there, Dorian.
Yeah, it must be my look.
Dorian, I'm going to have to let you go, buddy. I can't hear you. You're cutting out. If you want to call back, you can call back. I think I said ergothionine is a form of vitamin D. It's not. Ergothionine is not a form of vitamin D. Ergothionine is actually considered to be a longevity vitamin. Nonetheless, mushrooms are a source of plant-based vitamin D. It's not called ergothionine, though. Ergothionine is a completely different thing. So I stand corrected. I apologize for that. Ergothionine is super interesting stuff. I had a salesperson come to my lab a couple months ago, and he was actually selling me, or trying to sell me, ergothionine for a topical, as a topical ingredient. Ergothionine is an antioxidant discovered many years ago, turn of the 20th century, but it doesn't really have most people don't know about it. It is considered to be, however, a longevity vitamin. It's also got anti-inflammatory properties. It is not, however, vitamin D. I misspoke, and I apologize for that. All right, let's see what David in Texas has to say. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Ben.
What's
Thanks
going on, man?
My call.
Yes, what's up?
Not a whole lot. I just thought I'd give you a call. You've actually helped me through several health challenges in the past, and I currently have a small issue that I thought I'd call you about. I've got a wart on my knee that I haven't been able to get rid of for about 8 years.
Immune
now.
System. Anytime you have warts that just show up, and they do show up spontaneously, you want to think about a suppressed immune system. Usually, the skin, the bacteria in your skin or in your intestine will take care of viral infections and warts and such. When that happens, you want to think of a suppressed immune system. And there's two major suspects. One is a disturbed microbiome, and that includes the microbiome on your skin as well as in your gut, and then also elevated levels of cortisol, stress. So, you know, cortisol is just part of our, stress is part of our lives, and Chloe Carmichael will be with us in a little bit. We'll talk about how to harness your stress. But dealing with the cortisol issues is the most important thing. Another reason why cortisol levels go up is because of problems with blood sugar. When you're low blood sugar, hypoglycemic, cortisol will kind of kick in to take care, to give you a little bit of extra energy. Also, you can use nutrients like selenium and zinc and vitamin C, which are very powerful immune boosters. Of course, N-acetylcysteine, which is hard to get, is also an immune booster. So boosting the immune system is the way to go, whether you're using supplements to do it or whether you're using microbiome strategies, that is probiotic strategies, or whether you're reducing your cortisol levels. Those are the ways I would be dealing with warts and also herpes breakouts too, and also shingles for that matter, or any viral infections if you get my hint and get my drift there. Thanks, David. Appreciate your call. Chloe Carmichael will be with us in our next segment. We're going to talk about her book, Nervous Energy, How to Harness the Power of Your Anxiety. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators touted the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package over another hurdle late Sunday. A coalition of Democrats and Republicans pushing it closer to passage, perhaps by Wednesday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
The Senate has voted to advance the bipartisan infrastructure bill and bring debate on the substitute amendment to an end. I repeat that Democrats are ready and willing to vote on additional amendments to the bill before moving to final passage. Once again, that will require the cooperation of our Republican colleagues. I hope they will cooperate so we can move more quickly. Otherwise, we'll proceed by the book and finish the bill.
The United Nations released a report Monday that co-author Linda Mearns, a senior climate scientist at the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, says, "I don't see any place that is safe, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide." End quote. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten on NBC News, is calling for a vaccine mandate.
You know, I've been around the country this week. I was in Florida and Missouri as we were pushing a full court press for back to school. And the Delta variants are alarming. And the spread is alarming. So let me just be personal for a moment, which is that vaccines are the single most important way of dealing with COVID. We've always dealt with, or since 1850, we've dealt with vaccines in schools. It's not a new thing to have immunizations in schools. And I think that on a personal matter, as a matter of personal conscience, I think that we need to be working with our employers, not opposing them, on vaccine mandates. And so, you know, and all their vaccine policies. And so I said last week that I wanted to bring my leadership together, and we are this week, to, you know, revisit and to reconsider our policy that we passed in October about voluntary, that the best way to do this was to do it volitionally. Now, let me just say, my members have stepped up. 90% of the teacher members have actually gotten the vaccine. But I do think that the circumstances have changed and that vaccination is a community responsibility, and it weighs really heavily on me that kids under 12 can't get vaccinated.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box if you miss a program or you want to review a subject or share a topic with a friend or loved one. Head to brightsideben.com. We've got 10-plus years of archived information at brightsideben.com, as well as the longevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business. If you're an entrepreneur or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or if you just want to start a home-based business, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. You can also go to pharmacistben.com, my blog, or criticalhealthnews.com for our videos and news stories. We've got all the longevity products up, or you can call 866-735-2470 if you'd like to speak to a real live human being. Also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with acne and dry skin and wrinkles and prevention of post-surgical or post-traumatic scarring. True Skin Health products are formulated without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. And they work, and they work quickly, and they work powerfully. And that's why we have 2,200 four- and five-star reviews, which you can take a peek at TruthReviewed with a D, TruthReviewed.com. TruthReviewed.com for our reviews and TruthTreatments.com for purchasing our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I am super excited to have our guest on today. Dr. Chloe Carmichael is the author of the book Nervous Energy, Harnessing the Power of Your Anxiety. And who doesn't need to harness their power, the power of their anxiety in this crazy time that we're living in? Dr. Carmichael is a licensed clinical psychologist, and she heads a private practice in New York City that focuses on relationship issues and stress to help high achievers. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Chloe Carmichael. Hey, Dr. Carmichael.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm great, and you make me feel so good about myself because of this thing that you talk about, high achievers. So you wrote your book for high achievers, and it's kind of interesting how there's a relationship between stress and high achievers. Can you discuss that a little bit?
Sure, Ben. Well, it's actually a pretty natural relationship because when we want to achieve more, we're naturally pushing on the outer limits of what we can do. We want to grow. We want to challenge ourselves. And there's a little bit of healthy stress that can accompany that.
So when I think about high achievement, I think of stress management, like stress management as being a strategy for dealing with high achievement. Can you talk a little bit about how you can use stress? And I love the title of your book because the title is Nervous Energy, but then the subtitle is Harnessing the Power of Your Anxiety. So can you tell us a little bit about how we can use stress or use anxiety?
Yeah, exactly, Ben. You're hitting the nail on the head. So stress doesn't have to just be something we manage. It can actually be a gift. It can be something that we use as a springboard. So when we do get a little bit, you know, tested, like we can tell it's game time, Mother Nature gives us a little extra dose of adrenaline. Our vision actually will get a little bit more narrow. And for some people, they just kind of automatically interpret that like, oh, stress, anxiety equals bad. Whereas actually, we can think of it as a boost in energy and a boost in focus. The trick is just to make sure that we know how to point that energy and that focus in the right direction.
So when you say pointing it in the right direction, you mean converting it from just scattered energy into something coherent that you can do, that can do some work?
Exactly. So, for example, one of the popular techniques in my book is called the zone of control. And in the zone of control, what we do is we make in advance a list of all the, you know, factors around our goal that we cannot control. You know, so suppose you're running a marathon. The length of your legs is not in your control, so stressing about that won't help you. But what is in your control is, you know, practicing your breathing techniques or, you know, creating a great training schedule for yourself. And so then when you start feeling anxiety about the marathon, you make sure that you target your thoughts specifically on the areas where they can be helpful to you so that you don't waste your energy on the areas that won't be helpful to you. So that's just one technique, because the point is that there's lots of ways that we can harness the power of our anxiety, of that nervous energy.
So when you talk about zone of control, what I think of is letting go. Like, you got to let go of things that you can't control. I always like athletes. I always watch athletes and how they perform, and a good athlete has to forget about yesterday's game, or a good relief pitcher in baseball has to forget about the last pitch that somebody just hit a home run on. And that's kind of a skill that you have. But there's also an element of trust, and people who have been traumatized sometimes don't have that trust. How do you talk to somebody about letting go of things they can't control when they've been traumatized and they're under duress and they've just been trained to try to control everything?
Yeah, well, that's actually why, Ben, it is so important to not only let go, but to tell yourself what you want to latch on to. Otherwise, don't think about pink elephants.
Right.
Let go of that trauma, and then you're almost thinking about the trauma that you're telling yourself not to think about. So what we do is, in advance, is we not only define the zone of non-control, we also define what is in the zone of control. So we give ourselves a list of all the things that we do want to think about. So to your point, you know, say if somebody, you know, running that marathon had a past trauma, you know, of a parent that was always saying negative things to them, they would want to make sure that they had some really positive affirmation statements memorized that they would perhaps even say quietly aloud while they did their marathon to make sure that they were keeping themselves in the positive headspace rather than just focusing on keeping themselves out of the negative headspace.
How much of this depends on willingness, like really wanting something?
Oh, well, of course, 100%. But that's the thing, is that people who have nervous energy, who have a little anxiety, they typically actually really do want something. That's why they're anxious about it, because they have a little bit of skin in the game. And so that's why I try to tell people, anxiety doesn't have to be bad. Anxiety has a healthy function, which is to stimulate preparation behaviors. So just like you said, Ben, it's all about wanting something, and it's connected with that drive and making sure we use our energy in the right way around it.
So I have a friend who was, she was in a car accident. She was almost in a car accident. And now she's, whenever she has to drive, she gets tremendous anxiety. So for somebody like that, would you say that anxiety has some kind of, how would you frame that anxiety so it's positive?
So that, well, yeah, so what I would do is I would first want to know how the almost accident happened, right? So if the almost accident happened because...
Not paying attention.
Right. So then I would say that that healthy anxiety could be stimulating her to take a defensive driving course, right? So if she knows, again, that that healthy function of the anxiety doesn't want her to just let go. So in my book, I have certain techniques that are to use when it is time to just let go. And then I have certain times when your anxiety is actually cueing you to lean in. So what I would have her do is to take a defensive driving course, and then if she still feels anxiety when she gets behind the wheel, then she would say to herself, I'm an excellent driver, and I've got the paperwork to prove it. You know what I mean?
In other words, take some kind of actions, take some kind of proactive activity in addition to all these stress management kinds of things that you're, or stress harnessing techniques you're talking about. Do something that's proactive.
Exactly, Ben. That's exactly the right point of nervous energy. Harness the power of your anxiety.
Okay, so I want to talk about some of the techniques. There's some really cool stuff in here. We got Dr. Chloe Carmichael with us. Her book is Nervous Energy, How to Harness the Power of Your Anxiety. More with Dr. Chloe Carmichael on The Bright Side right after this.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Chloe Carmichael. Her website, drchloe.com, drchloe.com, and her book, Nervous Energy, How to Harness the Power of Your Anxiety, and a very easy book to read. Lots of great tips. I love the way you wrote this, by the way, Dr. Carmichael. Just packed with good techniques and good tips. You're in New York City. Before I want to talk about some of these techniques, but you're in New York City. How is it going out there anxiety-wise?
Yeah, it's definitely a pretty anxious place. So, you know, truth be told, I'm in Florida at the moment, but I was actually in New York just a few days ago. And it's true, you know, tensions are high, but at the same time, New Yorkers are super dreadful. So they do tend to have a lot of that nervous energy because they have a high level of drive, which can actually be, you know, their greatest success or their greatest weakness.
All right, so I want to talk about some of these techniques. I definitely want to talk about the breath, because that's my favorite. But before you get to that, you have a really interesting take on to-do lists. Everybody knows about to-do lists, but you have an interesting way of blending feelings and emotions with that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So, again, working with very driven people, which I know many of your listeners absolutely are, we love our to-do lists. But then I find one of two things happen sometimes, which is either we just, you know, suddenly run out of steam on it and we face burnout, or we're doing everything on our list, but we feel like a hamster on a wheel, just not a lot of fulfillment with it. So what we do in those cases, either one, is we look at the to-do list and then we think about the emotion that goes with each item, right? So, for example, if, you know, going to the office is on your list, and then the emotion is, you know, that you actually feel lonely because maybe going to the office is lonely now that nobody's there because of COVID or whatever. And then you can layer in a good self-care plan around whatever the obstacle is. So maybe then you choose to plan a catch-up call with your best friend over lunch when you're at the office, because high-functioning driven people, we will run through a wall to get things done. We're actually good at putting our emotions aside, which is skill, but then we need to sometimes consciously reconnect back with the emotions so that we find our fulfillment and we don't get burnt out.
What is a mental shortlist?
The mental shortlist is another technique from the book, which I absolutely love. So working with, you know, again, driven, tenacious people, they have a tenacious mind, which can be a blessing or a curse. So, you know, suppose that you, you know, have a big meeting. The meeting's gone great, but now it's over and you keep replaying it over and over in your mind. You might just have a cognitive habit of thinking about that meeting that used to serve you when you were in the preparation stage, but once it's over, it's just, you know, rumination. So what we do is create a new mental short list for you. We think of five things that would be really good, useful, or enjoyable things to think about. It could be anything from getting a jump on your holiday shopping to, you know, redecorating ideas for your house or, you know, checking out new restaurants this weekend or just anything else, because it's so much easier to get your brain to redirect onto a good list of five good things than to just keep saying to yourself, stop replaying that meeting. Replaying that meeting.
Yeah. It's like the brain wants to do something like proactively. It wants to do something. You have to give it something to do. Is that kind of logic there? Otherwise, it's just going to ruminate.
Yeah. Right. Plus, what you're doing is you're taking advantage of the fact that your brain does have a big rev up of energy, right? So in some way, you know, that meeting or whatever the example is in your life is revving up your energy. So why waste it? We just need to retarget it onto something else.
You know what? I kind of noticed that anxiety and excitement, like fearing something and looking forward to something, is the same energy. What do you think?
Oh, totally. 100%. You know, the elevated heart rate, the sweaty palms,
even the
narrow vision a little bit. So that's why I always say that when we have a little anxiety, so many people just automatically assume that it's a bad thing, where it's actually signify investment in life, and it signifies that you really care about the outcome of what's happening in your life, which is a positive thing.
It's kind of like we have this neurology, this neurological phenomena kicks in, and then the brain creates a story to explain that neurology. And depending on what kind of stories you're predisposed to telling, it's going to determine whether you're feeling anxious or excited. Is that right?
It's true. And I think that sometimes there can even be such an industry around anxiety where it's like trying to tell people that, oh, if you have anxiety, maybe you have an anxiety disorder. You know, maybe there's something wrong with you, as opposed to saying, oh, wow, you know, you're getting a real zing of adrenaline. Your mind is really pepped up right now.
Wow,
let's
that's so cool.
That.
That is so cool. Thank you for that. That is so reassuring to know that you can just call your anxieties a drive if you want to just tell that story, if you will. And then that whole thing about, you know, there's an industry, there's an anxiety-inducing industry, or there's like financial incentives to get to keep people anxious. Do you think? I mean, you turn on the news today, why is everything anxiety promoting?
Exactly. So whether it's, you know, big pharma, you know, or whatever else that, you know, has a monetizing desire to, quote, you know, treat your disorder.
Right.
Now, I'm not trying to take away from the fact that some people do have a genuine disorder. However, as a clinical psychologist, what I have seen is that it's people who don't know how to make use of their anxiety, that just sit on it and let it fester. They're the ones who often, in my experience, develop an anxiety disorder, which is ironic, because by learning how to use their anxiety, that's how they actually can become cathartic and useful. And being afraid of it and automatically feeling like you have to stamp it down, that's when you actually get more likely, in my experience, to actually become disordered with it.
Okay, so I want to talk about breathing, because I'm a big breathing guy. I always talk about the importance of breath. But as I'm sitting here listening to you talk, will breathing dampen down that energy? Will it make you less energetic and less effective? Good breathing techniques, or the three-part breath, which we'll talk about here in a sec?
Well, actually, Ben, that's such a good question. I was a yoga teacher before I was a psychologist.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I love my breathing techniques. Yeah. And so you can do breathing techniques that will absolutely increase your energy. You can do breathing techniques that will slow your body down. And you can do breathing techniques that are not necessarily going to increase or decrease your physical energy. They might just increase your moment-to-moment awareness. You know, there's so many different directions that you can go with your breathing. You're in the driver's seat with that.
How much does low oxygen or hypoxia, low blood oxygen, play? What part does that play in anxiety?
Oh, Oh, well, it's huge, you know. So I'm sure a lot of your listeners are savvy people. They've heard of, you know, fight or flight.
Right.
And, you know, when we get a little nervous and our breathing gets shallow for back from our caveman days, you know, because we think we're going to have to run away from a lion in a moment, right? So we start kind of crouching and getting small and our breathing gets shallow. What that does, of course, is it deprives our brain of oxygen, so our brain is not, you know, thinking in its most clear way. Plus, what that's doing from a behavioral standpoint is you're starting to take on the behaviors of a fearful person. And so, to your point a moment ago, that's when you start telling yourself a story that you're fearful and that you then become fearful. But the good news is that you can override that by just deliberately resetting your breath.
All right, so we only have about a minute left. So talk to us about the three-part breath and as you say, resetting the breath.
Yeah, so I would first of all just say I have a free video for your listeners of me doing that breath. If they go to nervousenergybook.com, at nervousenergybook.com, they can get a free video of me going through the three-part breath. And basically you take a deep breath in into your belly, into your middle chest, into your upper chest, and taking a moment there at the top of the inhale and working your way back down. And there are several variations, to your point, that you can do it to dial up or to dial down your nervous energy.
So you don't have to worry about getting too calm. In other words, losing the edge.
Well, again, you have to be strategic. So if you're about to go into a big meeting and you're feeling really pumped, that's not the time to just say, like, oh, well, I'm going to bliss out and think of a tropical island somewhere, right?
Right, right.
But on the other hand, after the meeting, if you need to chill out, you might want to do and I do teach several variations in nervous energy, harness the power of your anxiety, on how you can dial it up or dial it down. There's you know, multiple answers for life, different situations.
I love the idea of blissing out, just closing your eyes and breathing and blissing out, because you can go to a desert island from a physiologic perspective, even if you're not there, right?
Oh, 100%. There's a variation on that three-part breath where we actually do it meditating on the letters S-L-O-W, and we slow our body down. But there's also many stories in the book about how we do it when we need to be fully present. We need to have our game on.
Dr. Carmichael, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, and thank you for your book. The website's nervousenergybook.com, correct?
That's correct, on nervousenergybook.com. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Dr. Carmichael. That's Chloe Carmichael, Dr. Chloe Carmichael. Her book, Nervous Energy, Harness the Power of Your Anxiety. And check out nervousenergybook.com for her three-part breath video. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.